Now, the war in Iraq is just one issue facing the president. He also faces a troubled economy and hostile lawmakers and criticism from abroad. And it's all happening as an election draws near. We're talking, of course, about the president of Iran. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad may face a few obstacles to his own re-election, and NPR's Mike Schuster takes a few soundings.
In Iran, politics are never predictable. Back in March, Iran held elections for a new parliament, and the word then was the conservatives had retained control. Recently, the new parliament was convened, and it turned out, yes, conservatives are in control, but not the conservatives favored by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Karim Sajidpour follows Iranian politics for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington.
This new parliament is not going to be kind or indulgent to Ahmadinejad.
Iran's economy is in trouble, facing 20% inflation, sluggish growth, and an uncertain job market. Despite the windfall in oil revenue that has come Iran's way in recent years, many conservatives in the new parliament are highly critical of Ahmadinejad's populist economic policies, and they are likely to present a serious challenge in the coming months.
I think today he is probably the weakest he has ever been.
Abbas Milani is director of Iran studies at Stanford University.
My reading of the parliamentary election was that it was the beginning of a possible lame duck period for Ahmadinejad. I think the powers that be have decided that he is too much of a liability and are going to try to ease him out.
Gary Sick isn't so sure. Sick is an expert on Iran at Columbia University. He notes that Ahmadinejad has worked hard to build his political base in the provinces, among the poor. He is not popular with the educated classes, Sick agrees, but that may not matter.
There's no question that Ahmadinejad has lost a lot of credibility with the elite. He also ran, I think, a terrible campaign for his people. He had a slate of candidates that was very sloppily put together, and they didn't come out looking very good.
That's the way many in Tehran view Ahmadinejad, which helps to explain the very low turnout in the capital in the parliamentary election. But, says Karim Sajidpour, the view in the provinces is distinctly different.
Ahmadinejad recognizes that the urban sophisticates in Tehran don't like him. He doesn't like them. And therefore, he's been traveling nonstop to the provinces to appeal to people outside of Tehran for the votes. And it's much more difficult to gauge popular sentiment in Iran outside the capital.
So Ahmadinejad may have accumulated the support and power he needs to win re-election, says Gary Sick.
He is playing a different kind of game than we have seen in Iranian politics ever, a very populist politics. And I think it's a mistake to underestimate him.
And then recently, an unexpected turn in Iranian politics. An investigator named Abbas Palizdar gave a speech late last month in which he accused high-ranking clerics, many are rivals of the president, of corruption, said to be connected to the Iranian parliament and judiciary and possibly to the president himself. Palizdar named names and accused them of stealing billions of dollars. Ahmadinejad has made charges of corruption part of his standard campaign speech. These charges were far more specific, says Abbas Milani.
He clearly had access to some of the most sensitive files about corruption in the regime.
The story was reported widely in the Iranian press, instantly becoming the talk of the nation and overshadowing criticisms of Ahmadinejad himself, notes Karim Sajidpour.
This comes at a convenient time to point the finger to these fat cat clerics, to send a signal to the Iranian public. They're the reason why Iran is not developed. They're the reason why we're not progressing economically, not because of my economic policies.
Yet, as with everything in Iran, the precise meaning of events is not always so clear. These allegations may have gone too far. Palizdar himself has been arrested and charged with corruption, and Ahmadinejad has denied any link to him. The story, though, is likely to stick, hurting some of Ahmadinejad's potential challengers and benefiting the president himself. Mike Schuster, NPR News.